Das Chazor sich in der Sprache des Schlag und Rabbi Hudem sagt das Seite da Vav. Sagt die Mishnah, the following Seites may not eat Shuma if their husband, even if their husband is a Kohanim. Number one, a woman who admits to having been Mezana. Number two, if witnesses come and say that she was Mezana. Number three, a woman who refuses to drink the Mei Saita. Number four, a woman whose husband does not want her to drink the Mei Saita. And finally, number five, a woman who had Bia with her husband after her stira, after her seclusion with the other man. Zakt the Gemara. Rav Amram said, Rav Sheish has taught us a halacha, which he then said can be proven from our Mishnah. The halacha is, the halacha that Rav Sheish taught is, that if there are witnesses that a Saita was actually a Mezana, and those witnesses are overseas and not presently here to testify, the Mei Saita will have no effect on the woman, and it will not do it, even if she was Taka Mezana, it will not kill the woman as the way described in the Torah. This can be seen in the pasuk that says, V'eid ein bo, which teaches that if there is no witness to this news, then the Mei Saita will not affect, will affect the woman. However, if there is a witness to this nus, the Mei Saita will not affect the woman. We can see this from our Mishnah as well. The Mishnah said if witnesses testify that she was Mezana, she may not eat Truma. When did the witnesses come? If they came before she drank the Mei Saita, then she's a confirmed Saita, and obviously may not eat Truma. It must be that they came after she drank the Mei Saita, and even so we say that although she didn't die from the Mei Saita, the witnesses are believed to say that she was Mezana. Now if the warders don't lose their ability to check on her innocence, then her staying alive must mean she was innocent, and must be that the Edom are false Edom. Yet we see that we believe the witnesses. Therefore, this proves that if there are witnesses to this nus, the warders lose their power to affect the site. Rav Yosef asked, maybe the fact that there are witnesses does not prevent the Mei Saita from affecting a woman. Maybe the reason that she wasn't affected after drinking in the case of the Mishnah was because she had some other schus that saved her from dying or which delayed the punishment from taking effect. The machlokes between Rav Sheish and Rav Yosef, how is this is whether or not, or how actually, as the chus delays the punishment. According to Rav Sheish, this chus may delay the death, but the woman begins to deteriorate immediately. So the Mishnah can't be talking about this case, because if she, it would be noticeable that she drank and was guilty. According to Rav Yosef, everything gets delayed, even the deterioration, and that's why it's possible that the Mishnah's case is where she had some chus that delayed the punishment after drinking. Rav Shimon says in the Mishnah, that we cannot say that a zchus would prevent the effects of the Mei Saita, because if so, it would lose the effectiveness of scaring the woman to admit guilt before drinking, because they'll say to themselves, listen, I have some zchus, some that will prevent the onset of the punishment. And also, when a woman does drink and nothing happens to her, instead of people saying that this woman was innocent from sin, instead they'll say that really she's truly guilty, but she had some zchus that prevented the punishment from taking effect. Based on this, we should not say that the existence of witnesses prevent the punishment, because then here again, people will say that really she's guilty, and the reason she's not being punished is because there must be witnesses. Mar says this is not problematic, because we can say that according to Rav Shimon, just as a chus doesn't prevent the punishment, the existence of witnesses will not prevent punishment either. However, Rav Sheshes doesn't hold like Rav Shimon. Zakhmar Rava asked, a Mishnah says that the carbon mincha of a Saita is burned and not brought to Mizbeach if she admits to being Mezana, or if witnesses come and testify that she was Mezana. Now, when did the witnesses come and testify? If they came before the mincha was put into a kli sharis, and the mincha should be redeemed and lose its kedusha, why would it have to be burned? It must be that they came after the mincha was already put into the kli sharis. Now, if we say that even though there are witnesses, the Mei Saita would have the power to prove her innocence or guilt, then when the mincha is brought and put into a kli sharis, it was done so properly, and therefore must now be burned and not offered. However, if we say that when there are witnesses, the water loses its power to punish her, then the placing of the mincha in the kli sharis was done in error. So why must it be burned? It just simply loses kedusha. And for the Gemara, Yehuda of the Skarta said, the cases where the witnesses testify that the woman was mezana in the azara and not at the time of the previous seclusion. Therefore, at the time that the mincha was placed into the kli sharis, it was done properly. She was not yet Mezana. And that is why the mincha became Kadosh. Rav Shashi asked, the young Kahanim escorted her in the Azara, so how could it be that she was Mezana there? So one teretz is she was Mezana talking with one of those Kahanim. Rav Ashi said, in the case in which she had to go to the bathroom, in which case the Kahanim were not watching her taking her to the bathroom, and therefore she was Mezana then. Rav Papa said that the witnesses actually testified that she was Mezana during the original seclusion, and therefore the mincha was brought in error and really should have no Kedusha. The reason the mincha is burned is because of the Gzeir of the Rabbanon, so that people not say that something taken from a Kli Sharis may be treated without Kedusha. Rav Mori asked, the Braisa says that if after the mincha was put into a kli sharis, but before the kaimitz was offered, witnesses testify that she was mezana during the seclusion, the mincha has to be burned. If the witnesses are proven to be edim zoimimim, meaning they're proven as being false, the mincha loses its kedusha. Now, in this case, the rabbanon should also make the gzeira. And the mincha should be burned in the last case as well, since it was put into a kli sharis, it should be a gzeira that it can't be taken out of the kli sharis and used, rather, it has to be burned. And for the Gemara, if the witnesses became edim zoimim, it's a case of public knowledge. Everyone's going to know about it. And therefore, there will be no confusion if the mincha in that case is not burned. Zok the Gemara. Braisa says the halacha of Rav Sheshes, but gives a different reason for it. The Braisa says the word tahira in the pasuk is seemingly extra, and therefore teaches that the meisaita loses his power to check her innocence if there are witnesses that exist that can testify that she was mezana. The letter vav of the word utahira, it's not just tahira, it says utahira, that extra letter vav teaches that if she had a zuchus, it can delay the punishment. The word he, utahira, he, teaches that if this nus is a matter of common knowledge, everybody's talking about it, then the meisaita will also not prove her guilt. In fact, Rav Shimon can say that he doesn't dash in the extra vav, okay, but still there's two drushes of utahira. Tahira is one drasha, and he should be another drasha. So how does he dash in the extra words of Tahira? Eftemar, he agrees that if there are witnesses who can testify that she was mezana, the meisaita will not prove innocence or guilt. However, since it's a very unlikely case, he's not concerned that people will say that a woman who was unaffected by meisaita is guilty and that there must be witnesses who know of her guilt. Rather, the people who see that she was not killed through the meisaita will say that she must be innocent. And therefore, he's not afraid in that case.